Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back here on Sports Talk. It is Friday, June the 6th, and getting ready for Saints mandatory minicamp cranking up next week. This weekend, though, it's all about LSU baseball. The Tigers got super regional action against the West Virginia Mountaineers, and curious to see how those Mountaineers handle not just the Tiger team, but also the heat that's going to be blazing in Alec Box Stadium tomorrow's 4 o'clock first pitch. They're talking about the heat index being over 100 degrees. Can't wait for mandatory mini camp on Tuesday.
Yeah. No, and, you know it's funny because LSU doesn't play that many day games either. You don't see a lot of day games in college. So, I mean, I think both teams are going to have that, like, kind of adjustment period.
I don't feel like LSU's very acclimated to it right now.
No. It's interesting that they're doing it at all. You know, even the 5 o'clock starts pretty early on Sunday. So we'll have to see. But you said West Virginia named a starter?
They have named their starter. It is – sorry.
That's all right.
Let me go look it here.
Okay, no dead air. Well, we'll keep talking. But LSU has not named a starter yet.
No, Jay Johnson keeping that close to the vest right now.
Who would you be starting?
Griffin Kieran is the starter for West Virginia.
Who would you be starting for LSU if you were Jay Johnson?
I mean, my number one dude is Cade Anderson, so I feel like he's had enough rest and lined up to start. I've heard some rumblings that it could be Anthony Ionson because they could potentially then bring him back as a relief role on Monday if needed.
Yeah, I see that as getting cute in a three-game series.
Right. That's what I don't know if Jay's willing to do that.
Because even that was 2 days rest that he pitched on in the regional, right? Like, 1 day rest, I don't know if you're going to bring him back anyway. Like, that's tough.
What, are you going to just throw him 5 innings on Saturday and then take him out in case you want to?
And here's the thing,
depending on the situation.
He's coming off, I guess it's not technically short rest because they played on Monday and they're pitching on Saturday, so yeah, I don't know. Like, I think getting that first game is
crucial.
Very important.
Yeah.
in a super regional, and you want to win it in two if you can. Like, I don't know. I'm throwing my ace. I'm throwing my top guy, and doing everything I can to win that game. Because if you lose it and you come back with Kate on Saturday, you feel good about it. But you're still gonna have to win the hard way. You're still gonna have to go the long way. So, and you're gonna have to figure out game three, which. Who do you throw in that game? So
you're on the Cade train too?
I think it should be Cade. I think he's been your dude all year. Yes, Anthony Ionson has been great, but he'll be great on Saturday too. I don't know. I think you have an ace, you throw him in game one.
One of our baseball nuts behind the scenes here. Charlie, what are you thinking?
I'm with Jeff. I would throw Cade Anderson for Saturday. He's on a full week of rest. Anthony Ionson threw twice this past weekend. Like, give him the extra day. Let him just throw on Saturday or on Sunday. You know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I keep messing that up too.
Yeah, so let him throw game two on Sunday, and he'll have the extra day of rest under his belt. And then if it comes to a game three, you have Cason Evans ready to go. So,
Think they would start Cason Evans
in game three?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that he would be their guy because also he pitched on Monday, threw like 110 pitches, but that's also a full week of rest for him. You might even potentially see him if it gets down to game two and it's like a 5-3,
they might have him piggyback.
Yeah. Like if Ianson throws 7 innings in that game and it's really, really tight, but you have a chance to close out the super regional, you might throw Cason Evans in relief there. But if not, he'll be your game three starter, I would have to imagine.
Well, that's what Jay said yesterday, which is like they kind of held him off in that first game against Little Rock, knowing that they're probably going to need him on Monday. But if they were ahead in the sixth inning, he would have been out there. So it is an interesting thing because you got to win that game before you even go, you know. So I don't even know. I guess they would go to Cowan again if they did that and they didn't close it out. But yeah, Cowan. So
the numbers on Griffin Kern, the starter for West Virginia tomorrow, guys, a redshirt senior left-handed pitcher, a 3.13 ERA, 5-2 record in 17 appearances, 16 starts this year, one complete game. His only appearance that wasn't a start came this past weekend in relief against Kentucky, closing out the Wildcats in that regional matchup, just, you know, in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. 95 innings pitched, 100 strikeouts, 84 hits allowed, giving opponent batting average .237 this year for Griffin Kern, the redshirt senior. And I think he was a Division II transfer, is what Andrew Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, told us yesterday as well. But he's had a very good year. He pitched twice, once again, in that Clemson regional, held Kentucky to one earned run over 7 innings in that opening round, and then he came out of the bullpen to close things out on the in the champions match. So Griffin Kern will be the starter for West Virginia and the Mountaineers in this opener.
That a 1 o'clock first pitch you can hear right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, pregame coverage starting at 12:30. Thankfully, I did mention there's going to be the heat blazing away, but luckily the fact that there doesn't look to be the threat of rain in the mix, which is always a nightmare.
That's definitely nice.
Going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Jimmy from Gretna's on the line. You can sound off too, 504-260-1870. What's going on this Friday, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, man, I'm still bummed Southern Miss isn't in the mix. But look, good luck to LSU. We know they're going to Omaha. They're going to break the world's record for Jello shots sold at Oroco's.
Break their own world record. Yeah,
you know, that's what it's. Yeah, they're going to break it. Yeah, exactly. They're just going to triple down on everything. Listen, I do believe. I know next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe, guys, is the open Saints practice for the fans. I think that's Tuesday and Wednesday and next week. You have to have a ticket. It's free tickets, but you have to get the tickets online or something like that.
And they are sold out.
Yeah, they're gone. They're done.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay. All right.
They went fast.
Get a good ladder or something going on. Get over that fence. No, I'm joking with you. No, no. Listen, and look, and shout out to New Orleans Gold Rugby, because that means a lot of times they get lost in the sports spectrum here. But
season
they got
finale.
New Orleans Gold Rugby tomorrow. Yeah, the finale is tomorrow, and I started going to games last year, and they are fun. I mean, they do a lot of interactive stuff, DJs, bands. So look, if you've never been to a game. I know it's hot, and the LSU game should be over by then. But, yeah, tomorrow night in Metairie, Shrine on Airline, NOLA Gold finale of the season. But, look, I strongly believe that Spencer Rattler having that one extra year, more so than anything, gives him an advantage over Tyler Shuck. However, Tyler Shuck is Kellen Moore's pick. I think experience matters more than just being the guy. I know Kellen Moore really likes Shuck.
Yeah.
Shuck is going to be the starter. That's the guy he picked. I get that. Okay? But I think Rattler will win the job to start the season because, as a football fan, my experience is experience matters. And, you know, people say, well, Rattler didn't play well. He was 0-6. You guys, Charlie, pull up somehow, some way, the computer chip, Charlie. Pull up the 6 games and name the names of the offensive linemen and tell me that half of them weren't Uber drivers the week before.
And wide
well,
receiver.
I know who the tackles were because they actually played in all 17 games. But, you know, your point's taken. Now, I agree. I was on with Dave Cohen earlier today, and he asked me, he's like, who do you think is going to start week one? And I said, Spencer. If you're asking me right now, it's Spencer. He's ahead. Like, if there's a competition going on, he's ahead in it. He looks more ready to play. That doesn't mean that that's going to be the case at the end of camp, but I've seen some people say if it's a tie, you'd go with Shuck. I actually think it's the opposite. If it's a tie, if you can't really decide between the
you
two.
You think experience trumps that?
I think it's who gives you the best chance to win right now, and it's the guy who's played in the NFL before, and it's a situation where, yes, Tyler's going to be the guy eventually. he doesn't have to be the guy in week one. You don't have to force him in there if you feel like there's potential for it to go badly and damage his development, and you can have Spencer out there for however long. And, you know, like I think when we went through our schedule prediction, I had my kind of prognostication even before OTAs was I think you probably start Spencer, and then week 12 would be a perfect jumping off point for after a rookie quarterback.
That's after the bye,
coming
right?
off the bye, yeah. At home against Atlanta. Like, that makes sense. And I think, like, the fact they drafted Chuck does not mean they're going to force him in right away. And I hope they wouldn't. One of my long-held beliefs is that quarterbacks almost always benefit. And honestly, they do always benefit. Sometimes you don't have to go that route, like with a Joe Burrow or a Jaden Daniels. But every quarterback in the NFL would benefit from sitting for 6-12 games to get their bearings at the NFL level before being thrown in, especially on a team that's not ready to win right away. And the Saints are not, you know, they might surprise some people, but they are not built to win right now.
Yeah, with me, I go back and forth on it and think, you know, the training camp, what ends up unfolding there will be the telltale sign. I don't think that anyone's in the lead right now. It's hard to pick for me, and I understand what you're saying. If you had to, at this moment, name a starter for the Saints, you're going with Spencer Rattler, a guy that's been there, done that already.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, people are saying it doesn't matter because Chuck's going to be the guy, and people are also saying it doesn't matter because Spencer's going to be the guy. It's going to matter, but I think if it's close, you would go with Spencer. I think that's where people are miscalculating. Whereas if Tyler goes out there and balls out and looks like head and shoulders the better player, it's him.
See, yesterday the canon believed that because Chuck is the coach's guy, Kellen Moore's guy, that Spencer Rattler needs to be head and shoulders above what he did at camp.
I don't agree with that. I think that Spencer needs to prove that he's capable of going out there and winning a game. And if he can do that, fantastic. I also think it's worth keeping in mind, like, you know, what if a quarterback somewhere else gets hurt and someone's like, hey, we need a guy with some starting experience in the NFL, and you get like a Jacoby Brissett deal at the last second. I think they traded Philip Dorsett. That was when Andrew Luck retired, and the Colts were like, oh, Jacoby Brissett started a game. Let's trade Philip Dorsett over there. So I don't know. Just think something to keep in mind.
Going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to get more into the NBA Finals. What a game last night between the Pacers and Thunder. Brad Knight, host of the Pacers Post Up podcast on the Believe Network, joins us right after this. So stay tuned on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with three, driving with two, pulling up, and hitting with 0.3 seconds to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Oh, those cardiac Pacers, man, that call courtesy of the Indiana Pacers Radio Network, pulling out a 111-110 victory at OKC last night. Help us talk about that and the NBA Finals. Brad Knight, host of the Pacers Post-Up Podcast on the Believe Network. Brad, I am sure you are flowing today after that game.
Absolutely riding high, gentlemen. I don't know how you couldn't be. It was another stunner, but I don't know why we should be stunned.
Yeah, so I want you to be honest. Did you where were you mentally? Did you have any hope that they were going to win that game, or is it like at this point, as long as they're within 20, and honestly, even 20 or more, it feels like that's not a safe lead. Is it at the point where you just kind of expect it now? Because once you make this many comebacks, it's like, you know, how you just kind of wait for it.
We're still stunned. You know, it's one of those things where. We're sitting there at a watch party last night. My brother, who's the co-host on the podcast with me, obviously it was a really ugly first half. And we started to chip away a little bit in the third quarter. And I think it was end of third, early fourth, where I kind of looked over. I said, we can win this game. There was a little bit of momentum that started to turn in our favor. And I felt like the Thunder let us hang around for a little bit too long. They didn't have one of those flash runs that extended the lead out to 20, 24 points, something like that, which, again, the Pacers have come back, so you never really want to say they're totally out of it, but I felt like it just hovered around, you know, 10, 12 points in there for a little bit too long, and once we started to see the ball go through the net, we get hot, and the rest, as they say, is history, another historic comeback, and we've done it now in each of the series thus far in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's absurd. And it's like, it was only matched by the Knicks, and then they did it to the Knicks. So, you know, I feel like the guy in this playoff run for the Pacers that's going to get overlooked, at least nationally, I'm sure he's getting talked about a lot locally, is Aaron Nesmith. You know, I remember when he was drafted by the Celtics, and they just really had nowhere to, you know, put him. Like, they just couldn't get him on the court. They moved him in a trade. And then for a while, it felt like he only played well against the Celtics. It was kind of funny to watch that. But, you know, there was the game where he hit the 6 threes in the fourth quarter or whatever it was against the Knicks. I think that was game one. But, you know, even last night, yep. It's like when they need a shot, he just hits shots, right? And you need a guy like that when you're in a game where you're just down 15, 12, they make a little bit of a run, and he just always seems to be the guy that hits that shot to kind of stem the tide, keep things close, and then you allow for that run late in the game.
There's no doubt about it. He has been the surprise standout player for this Pacers team, really the entire postseason. And he's our highest volume three-point shooter. He's been shooting right at 50% this postseason from deep. He goes 3-7 last night and hits a big corner three that cut it to 6 on the left-hand side there. And he's doing it consistently. And I think that was the biggest challenge when we got him from the Celtics, as you referenced, was we didn't really know what we had. That was a trade that we get, you know, we ship out.
That was the Brogdon trade, right? Yeah.
It was Malcolm Brogdon, and we got 4 or 5 players back in that deal and a first-round pick. Nesmith was essentially a throw-in, but he was a lottery guy that was billed as a shooter coming out of Vanderbilt. We played him out of position at the 4 really early on in his tenure with this team, but he has grown into this perfect complement to what Tyrese Halliburton does. He is a high-energy 3-and-D player that runs the floor is comfortable getting out in pace, and has obviously shown up on the biggest stage here in this postseason run. And that is not even saying anything about what he's done defensively, because if you look at the shooting on the one end of the floor, he's been almost just as impressive on the opposite end, picking up, you know, maybe the team's first or second best primary, you know, star, just depending upon the matchup, and Nembhard usually draws the other assignment. So Aaron Nesmith's absolutely been a dog this postseason, and we're going to need more of that if this series is going to go the way Pacers fans want it to.
So what's the secret sauce with the Pacers, man? Like that never quit mentality, does it come from Coach Rick Carlisle? Is it one of the leaders on the court?
Yeah, I think you have to start with Tyrese Haliburton. The moment that we brought him in from Sacramento, something changed inside of this organization. I think, yes, Rick Carlisle deserves a lot of credit because Rick, as a coach, has played a number of different styles, particularly on the offensive floor, end of the floor, and we have seen him really hand over the keys to Tyrese and say, you know what, we're not going to call plays. We're going to embrace this idea of controlled chaos, playing more random, letting Tyrese read the defense and react. And it's really worked by and large. And I think it makes us a very difficult team to game plan for. And then you add in the added pressure of us hitting shots, late game runs, the heroics that we've now put on tape, really dating all the way back to the month of March, because it hasn't just been in the postseason. We had 9 victories where we were down double digits, really starting in the month of March. And so it's Tyrese Haliburton, the guy's attitude. He's the most positive player. I don't know why the league doesn't want to embrace him as a quote unquote superstar or potential face of the league. He gives you a little bit of everything. And so it, for me, starts with him.
I did see a tweet that Tyrese reminded him of that Urkel scene where he's playing basketball, and I can't get it out of my mind now. I do love Tyrese, though. He's so much fun to watch. He's so lanky. Like, he can always get to the rim, and it's watching him and Shea on the same court is fascinating, because both guys have the ability to make shots that you feel like they shouldn't be able to make. Like, I watched, like, the end of that game. Like, one of the reasons I thought the Thunder were going to hang on was because every time Shea Gilgeous-Alexander goes to the rim, it's like there's 17 bodies around him, arms waving in the air. He just kind of floats in the air and just casually knocks it in. I mean, that's got to be – I mean, obviously the Pacers won, so you kind of come away from that happy, but that's got to be infuriating to watch when you're just like, that's not bad defense. He just makes insane shots, and I think Tyrese is of that vein too. Like, that's one of the things that makes him impossible to guard, is he just makes shots from angles that you just that don't make sense.
Both of these guys are really shifty. As you said, the word lanky, they're able to kind of almost wow you in terms of, it's not the Kyrie Irving or Steph Curry handle necessarily. SGA has a couple of moments like that, but it's the body control. It's the positioning. You use the word angle. There's certainly a lot of that floating around. Tyrese is a bit herky-jerky. There are times where he gets a little hitchy in his shot. He'll just throw up a floater sort of unsuspectingly. And then you've got SGA, the league MVP, obviously a guy that, you know, is putting on a historic year from a scoring perspective. He gets up 30 shots last night and goes off for 38 points. We were talking about, you know, in our lead into the series, hammer the over. But this is a little bit of what the Pacers do with the other team's stars. We saw big games from Giannis, Donovan Mitchell in the second round, obviously Brunson and Kat in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Shea really did get his, as they say, last night. But we're just trying to make it difficult. You're never going to stop a guy like that. And if that's what you're going to try to do, I think you're in for a long series. And we still may be, because he's otherworldly. But these guys are just masters of their craft, as they would say. And they both do it in a little bit of a more unique way. And I think on Tyrese's side, it's why people just aren't sure what to make of him. It doesn't look like the prototypical superstar. He's a little scrawny. He's a little hitchy, lanky, unconventional, but you really can't argue the results right now.
Well, Brad, we know Indiana stole that game last night there in OKC. Expect that next matchup, the Thunder going to come out guns a-blazing. How do you think the Pacers can weather the storm and have a shot at stealing two on the road?
to me, it starts with ball security. We got to value the ball. Really, in a game where you have 19 first half turnovers, the Thunder took 18 more shots in the first half than we did. That's not a winning recipe. And we all know about OKC's ball pressure, their ability to get into passing lanes. They switch everything. They're swarming you. I mean, I think about Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace. These guys are really taking away the airspace for us. So we have to figure out how to play a cleaner brand of basketball. We only had 6 turnovers in the second half, so I think we may have found something to kind of hang our hat on going into this second game. But we can't expect to just pull out late game miracle after late game miracle. Even though we've had success doing it, I don't think it's what's going to ultimately get us over the hump in this final series. So I would start with ball security, and then it's shoot your shot, right? We looked a little hesitant early in the game. I saw a couple of things that were out of character for our guys putting the ball on the floor when they probably should have just taken the open look. We are a team predicated on, if you have the open look, everybody has the green light. And that goes all the way down to our 9th, 10th man. We saw Ben Shepherd and Thomas Bryant hit some critical threes last night. And these are guys that I'm sure the typical NBA fan across the country doesn't know who they are. But it's a green light for everybody on this roster. And we've got to shoot the open looks and trust that our historic shooting is going to hold up. We have 46% from three last night. And I think that is really what was able to push us over the hump late.
Brad, you know, it's interesting because the 25-7 turnover margin for the Pacers and the Thunder is incredible that the Pacers pulled it out. But then you do a little bit more deep diving. I mean, the Thunder took 16 more shots, but what really stands out is the boards, rebounding. Indiana killed OKC last night. I know that OKC's used their size at different times, but, you know, their two centers with Chet and Hartenstein didn't play as many minutes as you would have expected. So Indiana takes giant advantage, out rebounding them 56-39 last night. And someone that had a really quiet, great game was Pascal Siakam, but he's been that way throughout the entire postseason. He won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP award, but 19-10 from Pascal. And, you know, throughout the postseason, he's been around, you know, he hasn't really reached the double-digit rebounding mark, but he had some really big boards last night on top of the scoring that he added.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think it'll be interesting to see the game of adjustments here for Mark Daigneault and Rick Carlisle, because we saw an adjustment going into last night. You referenced it. Hartenstein and Chet didn't play as much, and Hartenstein was pulled out of the starting lineup, which really, as observers of the team and guys that have been watching this closely, I think Ryan and I were both a little bit stunned that they made that adjustment on the front side of this series. But Siakam really made him pay, and this is a guy who said it. He is the epitome of consistency. Nothing that he does is super flashy, but he will run all game long. He's gotten himself in great conditioning over the last 18 months since he arrived from Toronto. And he just does all the little things really well. He's in the right position. And I think, you know, just in terms of talking about how impactful the rebounding was, I remember a play from last night where Andrew Nembhard hit the step back three on Shea a couple of possessions prior, tried to go back to that left wing three again and shorted it. Pascal Siakam crashes from the left-hand side, gets that rebound for a putback, and that was actually the bucket that closed us within 109-110 down the stretch. So he's just somebody that's not going to get a lot of the limelight because he's pretty subdued, understated, not the flashiest of players, but he really just finds a way to impact the game. And last night, because of the shot disparity, we needed to clean up the glass. And he did a great job of it. Offensive rebounds down the stretch. There were two huge ones in the fourth quarter. And the one I just mentioned was probably the biggest one that set the stage for the Halliburton heroics there late.
Yeah, I've got a stat for you before you go. I just want to hear your reaction to it. Over the last 20 years of regular season playoff basketball, I've been over about 25,000 plus games. The Pacers last night are the only team to ever win a game that they led for less than 1 second of the entire game. I think that's special, I think.
It is emblematic of this entire ride. I think, you know, my brother and I, we keep telling our fans, don't take this for granted. This is one of the most improbable, unbelievable playoff runs that we have seen from a team of really lovable guys. The city is wrapping their arms around this team. And I'll tell you what, We are just having fun and trying to enjoy it because we're seeing things that have never been done, obviously, and that stat is a great example of it. So it's just been a heck of a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to ride this wave as long as we can.
Brad, thanks so much for your time. Yeah, and the Pacers, we've been enjoying the run they've been on. Hope it continues on. Game two on Sunday. We'll be keeping in contact with you, too. Great stuff. Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, really appreciate you guys having me on, and go Pacers.
Thanks, Brad.
That was Brad Knight, host of the Pacers Post-Up Podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. You can hear him and his brother there. They are also on X at Pacers Post-Up. Follow their action for the latest on the NBA series between Pacers and the Thunder. Guys, we got some big local news. After 18 days, Louisiana highway workers have removed the garbage truck that fell on its side that crashed into a support on the I-10 Woo-hoo! Carrollton interchange.
Hey, we finally
got
made
rid
it.
Of the garbage Woo-hoo! Truck.
This is almost as big as the day they took the car out of the drainage canal. I mean, just put those up on the wall next to each other.
You can find out more of that story at WWL.com. We're going to take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned, folks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk, time for our triple option feature. We all give our takes on some of the hot topics in sports today or just things we saw going on that were interesting. For me, I'm looking at the Saints social media talking about Flashback Friday. Alvin Kamara taking on the Minnesota Vikings December 25th, 2020. 22 rushing attempts, 155 yards, gentlemen. 6 touchdowns. The black and gold won that game 52-33.
And two different colored cleats.
Yes. I think he got fined for that as well.
He did.
But one of those fun moments in the dome, and I'm hoping we can return to some of that soon. And We always talk about it that, you know, Alvin Kamara is up there in age now at running back, but still feel like he's got something left in the tank. I'm looking forward to seeing him at the mandatory workouts next week. Kind of talked about this with the Cajun Cannon yesterday. He likes to say a lot, if you were an alien at practice, never watched football before, but, you know, you're witnessing the things in front of you, what's going to stand out? And I feel like Alvin Kamara does that. He's just a pedigree above the rest of the players that are out there. Just looking forward to seeing, too, now how new head coach Kellen Moore can utilize him in this offense.
If there was an alien at practice, I think they would be interested in other things, but okay.
What you got for triple option, Jeff?
I don't got a ton. You know, I'm going to stick with the Saints. And, you know, one thing Juwan Johnson said yesterday that I was like, wait, what? Is, you know, so he's been in the league for 5 years. He's been in the league since 2020.
Yeah.
He has played with 9 different starting quarterbacks. 9. If Tyler Shuck wins the job, it'll be 10. Can you name them?
Wow. Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston.
Correct.
Drew Brees.
Correct.
Andy
Dalton.
Correct.
Trevor Sikkema.
Simeon.
There is a man named Trevor Sikkema.
That's the PFF dude.
That's the old man brain over here.
Yep. So you got
Spencer Rattler, Jake Haner.
Okay. You're missing one.
Ian Book.
Got him. All 9. And it's not a very inspiring list of names other than the first one, which was Drew Brees in 2020. Outside of that, it's like, wow, that's a lot of quarterbacks. So, I mean, I just think that's telling of, like, that's the last 4 years of Saints football nutshell.
Do you happen to have how many he's caught touchdowns from?
Oh, no. I haven't gone that deep down the rabbit hole. But, not Spencer Rattler or Jake Haner or Ian Book. I can tell you that much. It's so telling of, like, this is what the last three. That's why you have young quarterbacks who can at least compete and maybe turn something into something. Like, so much of this list is guys that you were just trying to get to the middle with.
Yeah,
like, you were not hopeful that Andy Dalton was going to come in and be anything special. You're hopeful that he was going to come in and be a slightly better version of Andy Dalton than he was. Same with Derek Carr. Like, yes, you were, you know, you got Derek Carr is the star of that list, not named Drew. Like, of the 9 names on there, Derek Carr is way up above the other 7, not named Drew. So I don't know. Like, hopefully this turns around soon, and number 10 is at least, or maybe number 9 is at least the guy that wins some games in black gold.
Yeah, because I think Juwan Johnson has major upside, not just for the team. We talk about fantasy football a lot. We know that head coach Kellen Moore likes to utilize his tight end, so curious to see how Juwan is in just fantasy land this season as well. Charlie, what you got for us?
I'm going with the Pacers, the cardiac Pacers, as we just called them, Steve. And you're onto something here, because ESPN and SportsCenter posted this earlier today, guys, that teams were 0-182 in the NBA Finals, dating back to 1971, trailing by 9 or more points in the final 3 minutes of a Finals game.
Until now.
It is now 1-182, guys. And as we mentioned earlier on in the show, the Pacers are now 5-3 when trailing by 15 or more points in the playoffs. Just at any point, by the way. It was in the second half that they were trailing by 15 or more against OKC. And all the lead up that we had been talking about the Thunder is how good their defense is, and how when they get the double digit lead, they just strangle
Indiana
you.
Indiana will
you
be can't lucky to get one.
And then Indiana just gets white hot from 3-point range, and they steal game one in OKC. It's just incredible stuff, guys. And another thing about the Tyrese Halliburton clutch gene, I saw this stat as well, that he's 6-for-7 when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of a fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. 6-of-7. If that dude's getting a shot up and it's a close game, you can bet it's going in.
In the bucket.
So Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, their never give up attitude. They steal game one from OKC. And the series that a lot of people thought was going to be over in 5 games. We'll see if he gets to 6 or 7 now, guys.
Yeah, I'm just glad my cranky self didn't turn the game off and was like, I felt like it was over in the third. And I was like, why am I watching this? And then there was nothing else on, so I stayed tuned and thankfully did. That was our triple option feature. We'll be right back with more sports talk, so stay tuned, folks. We've been yapping about the NBA Finals. If you love basketball, join us for an Odyssey NBA special, Inside the Finals, with Danny Green and Harrison Sanford. They'll analyze the matchup, profile each team's strength and vulnerabilities, and give us the bets on the series. Don't miss Inside the Finals with Danny Green and Harrison Sanford, powered by Hyundai, tonight at 7 p.m. and then also again Sunday at 10 a.m. That's on WWL and the free Odyssey app. We're taking a break into the top of the hour news next hour. Getting a lot more into LSU baseball with the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, who'll be on the call for that 1 o'clock, first pitch tomorrow. Of course, you can hear it right here, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. 12:30 pregame coverage. Ask him about beating the Heat and beating the West Virginia Mountaineers. Top of the hour news up next. We'll be back with more sports talk, so make sure you stay locked in on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Be back right after this. Who dat?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.